charge $50 an hour for the rental on the forklift.
I second it.
Except the board members for nothing.
You guys think 50's too high?
Except the board members.
Do you feel 50's too high?
No, because it costs money to repair those things, especially.
Oh, you gotta get a man up here. Nobody knows how to work on them, really.
Yeah, and the people we've dealt with so far, they don't really care what, I mean, you know, they're it'd cost them 60 if they went to Arctic Lyre anyway, so I don't think they're in terms of.
Pardon?
All in favor?
I move it.
Yeah, so pass. Do you have their, past hours?
Yeah, right. Anna's got about 50 right now.
That'll bring us in a little.
AIC doesn't have too many on it, actually. I thought maybe for the moment we could work out a, so we got this lease agreement for that lot, $25 a month.
Pay him the $25 a month. Pay him the $25 and rent him the equipment. Hell, yeah. Make more money on the $25.
I mean, you know, we're just sitting on their lot. They got wear and tear on our machine.
Yeah.
And therefore, it should be more.
Well, I wouldn't get paid enough. An hour's use for a month's rent, I don't think. I don't know if there's anything particularly that's surprising. In your accident, I guess I would comment a little bit on the excess material situation, let you know what's going on there. HUD in Washington is suing Northern Marine Lines for all the cocoa head business. And they subpoenaed me to give a deposition and stuff a couple weeks ago. And HUD and Anchor have been telling me, go ahead and sell the stuff, you know, let's get rid of it. And, you know, the lawyers come up and say, well, the ownership of this stuff is in question until they, you know, depend on who wins this case will depend on who will decide who is the actual owner of the stuff. But the lawyers said that they could probably come to an agreement prior to this thing ever going to court, if it ever does, that would allow us or some other independent party or something to come in and dispose of the stuff here so that people can get some benefit out of it. And then whatever proceeds are realized from that, you put into an account in the bank here or something until they decide whose it was, and then whoever it was gets the money for it. Whether it's HUD or us or North Marine or somebody else. So all I really intend to do for that until I can get them to come up with that agreement is just inventory the stuff when I can get around to that. So I don't know if we'll generate any income out of that or not. But.
So right now we're at a standstill on trying to get rid of that material until we can find out who owns it or what.
Until they come up with this agreement between the parties involved in the lawsuit, yeah. That says that we can just
go ahead and dispose of it, and then whoever wins the case gets the money.
Right, in the end.
Yeah.
And I guess Section 8 probably deserves a little bit.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, the drift in.
Probably be the last thing. At least looking into for some other sort of program, rehabilitating it for a Section 8 program or something like that.
What are they asking for the drift in?
I don't know, that's why I say I haven't, they haven't contacted us and I haven't contacted them yet.
So what you want is board direction to just maybe check into it and see what we can do with Section 8, making it a home for the elderly or something?
Yeah, and that's basically, you know, not authorized to spend any money on doing something like that, you know, looking into it, because I don't tend to do that. But at least find out what the possibilities are for it, if that's something you want to...
Get the guidelines from what on...
Yeah. Section 8,
yeah.
What they're trying, if it's for elderly or if it's for... Because if it's for elderly, there goes an elevator.
Yeah. You'll need a ramp.
A ramp. I don't know if it's to be cheaper to build our own or go in there and try to remodel it.
I would give you direction. I'm in favor of giving a direction to check into it and what are the possibilities of using it for whatever we can get it, elderly or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know how the other boards all in favor.
As long as there's no money cost.
Yeah.
Right. No.
No commitments.
Yeah. The other thing that Dennis came in yesterday, I guess Dennis went to Anchorage or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he just gotten a call from Mike Jones. And I haven't seen an advertisement on this, I guess, yet, but HUD and Anchorage has a few million dollars, apparently, $2.5 to $3 million or something of funds that are going to be available for new Section 8 type construction. And I don't know enough yet about how Section 8 works to know, but apparently there's like it's a 2.5 week pre-application process or something like this. Now, we're kind of at a disadvantage here, I guess. Like I said, I really don't know that much about Section 8 yet. I don't know if any of you guys...
I just know a little bit.
Yeah.
It's been years since then.
Jones, of course, told Dennis that his company, Habitat North, could put together a pre-application proposal or something like that in the time required and submit it. This is one of the things I want to talk to Smorty about when I get a hold of him to find out. What I did find in the Section 8 regulations that we have here is that they have to, it's an advertisement in the newspaper or something like this. It says we have these funds available and we will accept pre-application things, and it's normally a 2.5 week thing, I guess, but I don't know if that's even advertised yet or if they're anticipating to or what's going on. But, and of course, if we did run against something like that and have Jones do something like that for us, of course, that'd cost some money, but we don't know exactly what. I guess all I'd ask for on this is if you guys are interested in showing this a little bit, I can just check into this also, further check with HUD and see what's going on there, check with Jones, he seems to have some idea what's happening on that. This would involve procuring a lot here in town somewhere, a new construction sort of thing, you know, getting a lot, putting a building up, that's about all I know about at the moment.
Well, I'm for looking into new programs and possibilities of bringing in more money.
It doesn't cost too much. I think we got to go ahead and, because we're not going to have another meeting for a while. It's probably already be too late to get an application.
If they're advertising.
Yeah, if they're advertising.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just,
you know. Well, yeah, I'll find out from Jones what it costs. You know, I mean, what he's anticipated it would cost.
Mike's pretty sharp, and he knows, you know, what's going on. Boy, make sure that it is definite. We've had like that 28 unit program.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the it's got to be in the paper, I guess. And once it gets that, then it's
yeah,
for sure. And apparently, if he claims he could do it down there, and this is just what the press I got from Dennis is. Jones says that they can just put it together down there and submit it. It can't be too extensive a thing as far as, you know, having specific people's name for instance, that would, you know, qualify to move into that or something like that. So it might not be, you know, have that much of a commitment just to submit the pre-application. I don't know.
It might be just a couple pages long.
Sure.
Depending on, you know, Kotzebue is, it's got enough residents to qualify for, yeah.
Yeah, they always have that pre-app. Yeah. So once we get that and we get to start.
Yeah, okay.
We might be able to do it ourselves. You know, Smoty says, you know, shit, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Just fill out a bunch of forms.
Right.
And you well look into the drift in also.
Right.
We had Dennis, Dennis submitted a letter and things to be covered. He wanted to be here, but he had a meeting, I guess, in Anchorage. And one of the things is we had him on, when we made him acting executive director, this was for, I think we said 6 months. It's past 6 months, and he'd like to get off that role as acting. In other words, he wants to drop it now. This was to get us through to the 43-unit program, and he feels that that's been taken care of, and the AC contracts are signed. And now that we do have the monies for the 43-unit program, he would like the role as acting executive director to be dropped.
Did he submit a resignation?
Well,
just this.
Yeah, I mean that's what he's saying in so many words.
Yeah.
He feels that Dave's done a good job, and that I don't know how Dave feels about taking the position as executive director, but maybe he would take it for right now as acting executive director.
That might be something we're talking about. Just because of that.
Or does the board feel that they want to do without an acting, or even do without an executive director right now, or even an acting director, and just leave the responsibility to Dave as manager?
What do you mean? There's something to discuss?
Well,
have you got other plans?
No, not necessarily.
Are you trying to force us into something?
I'm trying to tweet this to you.
Tom says in so many words that I was trying to get through them too.
No, I just think because of the way, at least that I think the statute will be set up in the future when we can get around to it, that I don't. If you know that I like the idea of being a new executive director in any case, but I think somebody needs to be at some point down the line. I'm certainly willing to.
Would you take the role as acting executive director and we advertise?
Sure, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm doing already now anyway,
yeah,
so there would be any change in what I'm doing. But,
yeah.
But you know, I think when we get around to it, that would be cool. Setting up, so I think that's something maybe just to be discussed down the road a little bit further, but I'm opposed to just pretty much continuing as I am now, because it's just doing the same sort of
same
stuff,
shit.
But,
I'll move that we make David acting director and that we advertise for a full-time director in most newspapers or wherever you guys been advertising. And that continue doing what he's been doing, I guess.
Dave, let me ask you this. What is your salary? What is...
I think it works out about
how much a year?
22.
22. And what was
that?
What is a director was making?
What was the executive?
24.
I think
we're advertising at 24.
24.
Yeah. I think it's,
maybe
well,
I ought to pull my motion back and have Dave continue as project manager. That way we won't have to give him a raise.
Well, we can.
I'll ask him 45.
Yeah.
Point out everybody else is getting
right. No, does the board feel that while he's acting, this, I don't know what, if we have the money or what, does the board feel that with acting executive director, we raise the salary to 24 while he's...
Well, I would think if he plans on putting his application for full-time director, that he can wait a month, you know, or 6 weeks to get the raise. We might not have money. We don't know what we got.
You wouldn't be all upset if...
Well, we can, in fact, that would be more in favor, just even where it is.
See, that's...
I mean, I don't even know if we have the money to do something.
Right, that's why I said I don't know.
We just change the title so he can sign all the documents. You don't have to go...
I'm not worried.
I know we'll need that title, though. That's why I say we got to give you acting. We got to have the title.
Sure.
And that's why we come to you just as manager. So congratulations. Chair Board has approved the...
Just think, you got a fantastic title, but no raise increase.
Yeah.
That ought to be worth about $10,000.
You go anywhere, it's an hour 48, so you're executive director.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit better than project manager.
Until I say he was the executive director before, and I'll tell him, I say, no chance.
Well, we took care of 1, 2, and 3. We did 4. Review the terms of office for commissioner. I wouldn't mind moving that until the next meeting.
What's that about?
So the Manelik Board of Directors selects the Nana Housing Authority Board, or they have to approve it or whatever. They make the selections and they advertise when the terms are up. I think what they want to know is when our terms are up.
When are they up?
I don't know. But
let's find out.
You want to find that out right now?
We might as well.
Last time I asked for that question, that it took hours to find.
No, I don't think we have. We could.
I think we can move.
There's no problem letting Manelik know when, you know, give them a list of when the terms should. Right. They should have it in their file.
That's
anyway.
Right.
Yeah, they should.
But I mean, that's how I read that. What he's asking there for. So that we can report appointments.
Are they planning a meeting soon or something?
I don't know.
But he can get that out. He can get that without board approval.
Sure, you can give that to them. And if there's terms, if somebody's terms are up, we have no choice but to give it to Manelik anyway.
Right. And number 7, he mentions review, select, advertise for a financially qualified applicant.
I think that's for the
bookkeeper. Yeah, we've got to take care of their advertising on radio already. He mentions an increase to $28,000, but like I stated, I don't know if we have the money.
No, that's crazy.
What is budgeted for?
The operating subsidy budget request that was submitted shows that on there.
Well, do you get... I think we covered quite a bit. I don't know if you have any other questions. Or do you see anything we missed or that you want to discuss? Do you have enough to go on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got plenty of stuff to do. There is in my thing on the first page about, since we're talking about pay. Now, Paula here a while after I started, she's been working here since, you always tell me, but I forget, September or something, beginning of September sometime, and she, you've been working at the same salary all that time, right, the same wages, and you know, normally there's a 3 month probationary period or something like that. It was done, and I, according to the pay schedule and stuff that we have, she was getting less than what they specified on the thing. So since when I got there, or you know, a month or so after I got there, she started been working for 6 to 8 months, I guess. So I just took it upon myself to put her at the, it wasn't that much of a raise, 29 cents. just to put her on, you know, so it complies with the schedule on the wall.
On the handbook?
Well, at the operating, see, we don't have a specific scale set up just yet. We don't have any people pay, so it's no problem right at the moment. But you know, this was done.
What you're asking for is retroactive pay for 6 months or when it was supposed to take.
According to normal procedures, you know, that should have been done a long time ago, I think. And again, it wasn't that much of a thing.
I would suggest that you you put it on paper and let us know what, you know, what how much retroactive pay she's due and what her scale should be, you know, at this point in time. We act at the next board meeting. That way she can force you to call a board meeting faster than we've been having, you know, 3 months without a board meeting.
You're right. It calls that we got to have a board meeting every month, once a month.
Right.
We will have the next board meeting in August.
What's the date?
Let's see.
I've got everybody on, I guess.
I know I accepted.
Yeah, this is the last one. What the hell, you do accept till 80?
What?
You accepted it till 1980?
No, 1 year, and they put me down for 3, so I know that's wrong.
Well, that's official though, right?
So that I October, I think my time's up.
You know, if we're going to have trouble with Kivalina, I don't want to go on the board at all.
I know.
Can't handle those people up there.
Oh, I know.
Race 6.
They're ready to, there's a lot of lawsuits coming, I guess.
Well,
I got the lady, you got the 78. No, I got the lady.
No, I mind something October.
Yeah, I think that, that one 1078, I think before. Maybe even at the next board meeting, in Manelik's next board meeting, because we don't wait till, you know, the last minute to try to replace somebody, or, you know, somebody wanting to get replaced. But I think that you know, the guys' time that are up, that if they want to, yeah, if they want to continue staying on the housing authority board, that we ought to write a letter to Manelik saying that we recommend to him that, you know, the guy's term is up and he wanted to continue staying on the housing commission, that he be retained again for, you know, for the length of time, you know, because there's 3 guys going up at the same time. You know, we get 3 new guys in here when we're going to have to it's like a re-educational problem.
I'd like to make another suggestion too, which is good, what Tommy mentioned. Also in I think in October, that we should also have on the agenda a board meeting to change the, you know, to vote on chairman and we have
election of officers?
Election of officers. I think this is wrong, just the way people come
I
in
do
and,
too.
And we don't change nothing and it just stays the same and they just come in. Because we were supposed to do it. There was
2 years old already.
What? Oh, yeah, it's more than that. We've only had one really election of officers and that was it. And that was back in existence.
When I came in.
Yeah, but you were just appointed.
No, we had an election.
Did we have an election then?
Well, Dave, if you want my opinion right now, I'd like to run again.
Okay.
Are you going to stay on?
No, I'll leave it up to us.
Well, that's what they do for the other boards. Those who wish they back them, you know. Our next board. When do you guys want the next board meeting? It's got to be in August. Yeah, we'll set a date. And it'll be. Is Thursdays okay, or what do you want? Mondays? I prefer Monday to Thursday like this.
I'm not working right now.
Tommy will be fishing.
Yeah.
And that's why I prefer
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning like this, I think works out great.
Just set a date right now?
Yeah, August. But also send out notices because, like Danny.
No, I forgot.
I told him too. I met him.
His term is up next month, on the 4th. Right?
Yep, 8-4. And I think that. What did Selwick want? They wanted him out of there?
Yes.
Very much. But that doesn't mean a representative will be picked from Selwick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll have to be a Thursday. You think we ought to change village?
Manalik usually advertises or asks for people who are interested in running, and then they make the selection. We don't have any choice of...
No, but we could recommend that, say, Shungnak or Ambler or Norvik, and, you know, one of those villages be considered, you know, as one of the commissioners. That way, you know, if Kotzebue's up and I decide not to go in again, we could recommend, well, Kotzebue's always had one. Well, let's, we try to hit every one of those villages, you know.
Can we go to a bigger board?
No,
we're
restricted. I checked into it already. I tried to get a bigger board. It's right in the act, 5 members. We could try to get the act changed, but you know how long that takes.
Since we got quite a few villages to represent, we should. Be better.
But I'm not too sure if Selwick understands, you know, if they want him off. They're also having a chance where they're, you know, the representative would be taken away from that village. I don't know if they know the repercussions.
Well, it's just a thing of blaming their representative for not getting housing or something like that.
Yeah, I think they're kind of blaming him for not letting him know. Anytime there's board meeting, they never find out what's going on. This is part of the thing behind sending the meeting, the minutes out.
Made a copy of that. That letter that came from Selwick probably went to Nana anyway, or that response or something. I remember reading a response on it, saying that it was Manalik's responsibility.
Yeah.
But a copy of that went to.
They even voiced it in the Manalik board. Oh, the Selwick representative came down and voiced something.
Okay, so they know.
They're aware.
Well, we're just going to have to wait to see what comes out of it, I guess.